Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos. And we've had a great show going on so far today, starting with Dr. Deep Parakh, who really did a wonderful job making people, in my mind, feel comfortable with their situation. That's what you got. You know, in life, there's things you can control and there's things out of your control. But the things that are out of your control, if we're fortunate enough to have people help us, that's all you can ask for. And someone like Doctor was there. I mean, for these people that have suffered and are suffering with macular degeneration, you know, but any disease, you know, no one disease is worse or better than the other. Bottom line, it's just support. If there's somebody to support you, that's all we're looking for. And as far as I'm concerned, this program does that. Christina brings on the best guests. And we do our best, Otto and myself, to bring forth as much information and as most comfortable a style.
And you do that. You do that very well. All jokes aside, you guys really, you know, you make the guests comfortable. And that's why I think it comes across as understandable. You know, it's in when I was actually talking to Dr. Deep yesterday, he's like, oh, you know, sometimes I do a PowerPoint presentation. I was like, well, this isn't really like the place, you know, for that. I said, it's really going to be conversational. And to me, I find that that's the best way to fully understand these things. You know, we were all sitting there saying, you know, macular degeneration, you know, some of us knew more about it than others, but it's a complex kind of topic, you know, so being in this kind of roundtable discussion, you know, virtually is certainly something that I think helps the listener understand.
I don't, she's trying to be nice to us now in case you didn't
I am.
Know.
I have to butter you up. You know, I can't have.
I have one for you. All right. I always talk about Alexa. All right. I've had Alexa in my office now. And
don't fall.
I could show you what Alexa looks like. All right. And I could say, we could demonstrate. All right. I say, Alexa, what is the temperature outside right now? Come on, Alexa.
Alexa's camera shy.
Alexa, are you there?
All right, Alexa's, you know, taking a moment.
No, what is? I don't have the volume on loud enough. There Alexa, Alexa, louder. Alexa, louder yet. Alexa, what is the temperature outside?
Right now, it's 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Happy
Friday. Oh, and she wished you a happy Friday. You know what? Yes. Power to Alexa. I like her already.
But my point is that this is the type of thing people, you can expand on that and get them to read Newsday to you, read books to you, play music, do whatever, just by doing what I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I keep talking about it and I figured maybe I better show
I it. Like it. Otto came right. With props today. I like it. That's how you roll, Otto.
I don't have it at home, Lexus. And I have it in my office and I've never turned it on. Actually, it just started to talk. I have no idea. Maybe she was trying to hook up with the other one.
Well, that's why, because you said her name. So she, you know, it's sensitive because I was watching Jimmy Fallon one day and he was playing a game with Alexa and my Alexa in the kitchen heard him talking about Alexa in the living room. And it was just like this surround sound.
Okay, John.
10-year-olds know how to do it.
Yeah.
Try it. You try it now while we're on.
Where is she? Hello, Alexa. Oh. You get it. The picture fell.
You can't say hey in front of it. You got to just say.
I like John got really personal with Alexa. It's like, hey, Alexa. Well, you know what, guys? You heard it here first. Everyone, I want everyone to do a homework assignment and go find your Alexa and certainly ask her some questions. But, you know, what Otto's saying is something that I think, you know, we always try to talk about at Project Independence, you know, because the idea of having something like that, that you can ask and ask, it's a quick thing, you know, to play a song, you know, to ask a fact, you know, all the time, my husband will ask Alexa like random questions you know, that we're just like discussing, you know, so this will give a little amazing, you know, internet description. But for someone that is alone and homebound, and that's just the basic features, you know, there's a lot of technology that's a similar thing that you can do a lot more, you know, with.
Well, I'm learning a lot, actually, and you can put things like a calendar on there. You mm-hmm. can say, I'm not going to use her name because I don't want her to talk to me while I'm on, but blah, blah, put me down for April 1st doctor's appointment with Dr. Jojo at 10 a.m. Yeah. And it goes into the calendar. That's and amazing. Then you can say, you know, blah, blah, what do I have on my schedule tomorrow? And it will read off your calendar. And, you know, for people who have vision problems, it becomes a whole new way of life. Yeah. And you can use it also to say, blah, blah, call Bill mobile phone, mm-hmm. and it will call, you know.
My mother-in-law doesn't have like a computer in the house. So, you know, she has a phone system. Does Alexis work with that, or you have to have the computer?
Yeah, she has, need a computer.
She has cable television.
Yeah.
Probably, right? So with that, you can get internet access. I can't
you
tell
you. You need like Wi-Fi. Like if she has like a Wi-Fi situation in the house, which, you know, she, you know, could, it probably does.
Which is very doable.
I mean, it's silly. I mean, she could hook it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, for somebody like your mother-in-law, to me, it has a tremendous amount of value. We've talked about it. And I'm learning more every day about what you can and can't do. Like, we now use it to communicate from one room to another. You know, you say blah,
yeah,
blah,
and there's,
drop in right. at Otto, and it'll connect me with the other room.
Yeah, because my one of my best friends, she has, I forgot, you know, I wish I'll have to, next week I'll bring the name, but it's in the, you know, Alexa family, because there's, you know, different models. And I think it's more of like a video.
Siri or Siri.
It's a video thing. So she does it for her son, you know, so when her son gets home from school, or, you know, she's at work, she'll like, and she just, and it's great because he doesn't have to do anything, you know, so she'll just pop in and say, you know, Caleb, where are you? You know, and then he'll come and she'll see him. So it's, we were actually talking to our other friend whose parents, you know, live in Florida, and she's here. And she was saying, it's just so hard and they're not good with technology. So we were trying to think of ways. So she was actually thinking of getting that for her family, because this way she doesn't have to worry about her mom figuring out, oh, what do I hit? What do I do? You know, Sandra would just be able to kind of buzz in and say, hey mom, you know, just checking in, you know, did you take your medicine? Whatever it is, you know, so it's, there's a huge world.
Like you can put routines in where you say, you know, blah, blah, 3 o'clock every day, mm-hmm. tell me to take my blood pressure medicine. And it'll go off and it'll tell them 3 o'clock every day. And it can be in multiple rooms. It doesn't have to be in one room. That thing costs like $35 or something.
Well,
like,
and that's what I think is such a great thing to mention.
It's not that expensive.
And there's so many different ones. You know, the one I have is more like cylindrical shaped.
Well, I have one like that downstairs. That's an
right. But that's
one.
What's great. It's like, it's not like it's this giant bulky thing that's going to take up, you know, some space, you know. I have, you know, I've seen ones that are like a little tiny circle, you know.
Well, so this thing here is, I mean, you know, that's pretty small.
Yeah. Right. Know? So it's wonderful. It's great. Yeah. And we should be, Dan told us hot off the press that Alexa is able, if you say play WCWP, she plays it. So she's already got an A+ in my book, you know, for buzzing in with WCWP. So but,
those are so many examples of what people can do without. Yes, you do need to have somebody who's going to help you set it up. Yeah. All right. There's an app on the phone and you can do, it's not hard to do. I could do it now. But you know, you need to have that. So like John's mother-in-law may not have a smartphone and the app, but somebody in your family could have it and set it up for her.
Right. Yeah. No, and one of my kids, cause you know what we were going to get her, is, but it's only the size of the computer, is one of these things where you can take a picture and you send the picture and it keeps going up. It's very nice. I have it. My kids got it for us and they take a picture on their phone and there's an app. They send it right to me and all of a sudden I see Lucas doing something or Tristan doing something. But it's too small for her eyes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to come up with something. But I'm going to change the subject just for a minute. She called Steph the other day, crying. They're coming after me. What are you talking about, Ma? They've called me twice already. They said I owe money and I don't owe money, but they're going to be at the door.
Wow.
And she got on, Steph says, Mommy, we told you this. Don't answer the phone. Don't. Listen, and she's trying to get the message machine to talk to Steph on the computer, on the cell phone. And she's saying, relax. She called me. I called her. I said, I do all these programs. Forget about it. Please, I tell you all the time, just call me. Whenever you want, you get a question like that, call me. She thought she had taken her Social Security. I mean, you get confused when you get old.
Of course.
It really is such a shame. I mean, she was frantic. And I said, how many times is this going to happen? Don't answer your phone. And what heartbreaks about it is she says, yeah, but it's somebody to talk to. Like, my God.
There you go.
Talk to.
No, and that's
anyway.
You can actually, the messages that go on to her phone, depending on what she has, can actually go on to Steph's email.
Really?
Like I do it with Optimum, and you know I get the house messages on my phone.
I had no idea we're going to come back to that, but right now we got to take a break and try to catch up. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.